You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Hope you're having a good day over there.
Oh, I am. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day, but we'll get to the harvest here in the Midwest in just a moment. I want to start down under with Australia. They had some wicked freezes. Can you tell me about those and the impact on wheat?
Absolutely. Actually, there's three crops there that were impacted, wheat, barley, and canola. And I believe the canola crop is the one that took it on the chin. Now, canola production, according to Abares, is already supposed to be down 24% this year over last year or over whatever the average because of dryness. And now we've added some more injury to the insult here. And I think the bottom line is that we're going to have some further losses in southern parts of Western Australia because of the temperatures that got down into the middle 20s. They're ahead of the reproductive process, which is coming up next month. Wheat in the area that was impacted was still in the vegetative to boot stage of development, and temperatures shouldn't have been cold enough for a long enough period of time to seriously get hurt in this environment. Certainly some burning of vegetative development, and there may be a little bit of area there that the crop was far enough advanced to suffer some additional loss potential. Barley was probably more impacted than the wheat crop, but not as severely as the canola crop. And we're about done with all the coolness. There's going to be a little more of that tomorrow morning in the southeast corner of the country, and then I think they'll be free of this environment for a while.
Let's stay with small grains and switch from lights from spring to fall in the northern hemisphere in Europe and parts of East Asia, maybe into Russia. What kind of conditions there? They've been really dry.
Yeah, there still is some issue out there with dryness. In Europe in particular, France, Germany, and Poland are still way below average on their soil moisture profile recovery after the long summer dryness. In fact, I can't remember in my 40 years of doing this that I remember such a prolonged period of time of short to very short soil moisture across that continent. There will be a little bit of relief coming up here in the next week or so across Germany and Poland, but France won't get a lot better. The United Kingdom, though, will see a lot of rain. In fact, they may actually have a very strong storm impacting that area. In Russia, the situation in their Volga River Basin area, which is a very rich wheat and rye-producing area, has also been dry for a long time, and they're going to see a little bit of relief. And I put that in quotes. It's not going to be enough. They still need a good soaking. And in China, I think the situation there is pretty good at the moment. There's really not a lot of problem there. Their Yellow River Basin is a little dry, but they do irrigate a lot of the crop there. So we're hoping that that's not going to become another problem for them.
In the United States, I suppose, not bad, right?
That's right. Hardwood winter wheat is going into the ground in a very good environment. There's been some pockets out there a little dry, but the majority of the region is favorably moist and likely to stay that way. Soft wheat in the Midwest is also being planted. It looks like progress is moving along fairly normally. The only thing we have coming up in the U.S. that will be of interest is some colder weather that will come in next week, and in the following weekend might see our first round of notable frost and perhaps a few freezes in the northern parts of the Midwest at that point in time.
And finally, let's go back down under, this time to South America. How's the planting season going for Brazil?
Actually, very good. We've had some timely rainfall here over the past week in southern Brazil, not only the far south, but the center south and also a part of center west Brazil. Corn planting was already underway. Once we got beyond the 15th of this month, they are free to put some soybeans in the ground, and that's about the time that the showers started occurring in Mato Grosso and Goya. So everything looks good at the moment. There's more precipitation in the pipeline. They should be able to advance their field work rather quickly as we move forward to this next couple of weeks.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.